Order members, as you've just heard, the last two lectures which I've given in this series, which at the same time isn't a series, strictly speaking, have dealt with episodes from the life of the Buddha. We've tried to go just a little more deeply than usual into the meaning and the significance of those episodes. And it's very much that sort of thing, as already anticipated, that I'm going to do tonight. Or rather, I should hasten to add, what I was going to do tonight. I was going to speak on an episode from that very famous, that very well-known Buddhist text, the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, sometimes known as the Book of the Great Decease. The decease in question being, of course, that of the Buddha, Gautama, the Buddha himself. When I was thinking about this subject, I was turning it over in my mind in the course of the last few days. But as I thought about the particular subject which I had in mind, I'm not going to tell you what it was, as I thought about it, as I turned it over in my mind, the subject changed. To begin with, I realized that if I was going to speak on the significance of an episode in the Buddha's life taken from the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, then I'd have to say something about the Mahaparinibbana Sutta itself. I wouldn't be able to get away with not saying anything at all about it. There might even be some people who hadn't heard of the Mahaparinibbana Sutta. So naturally, I'd have to say at least a few words about it. And inasmuch as I would have to say something about the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, I'd also have to say something about the Mahaparinibbana, the great decease, and also about Mahaparinibbana or Mahaparinibbana Day itself, especially as the latter is so fast approaching. And it occurred to me that I would also have to say something about death and impermanence in connection with the Mahaparinibbana, Mahaparinibbana Day. And if I said something about death and impermanence, if I tried to go into this subject, especially the subject of impermanence to any depth, I'd have to have something to say about the opening of the Dharma Eye. The Dharma Chakshu or Dhamma Chakhu. So, after thinking things over, off and on, over a period of a few days, I found that I had on my hands, or in my notes, a rather different lecture from the one that I had originally intended to give. So, this is the lecture that you will be hearing tonight. In other words, you'll be hearing the lecture that I had not intended to give. Now, to come without any delay to the point, the lecture falls into three parts. First of all, I am going to say something about impermanence and death, and so on. I'm also going to say, secondly, in the second part of the lecture, something about the Parinirvana of the Buddha and about Parinirvana Day. And in the third part of the lecture, I'm going to say something about four episodes from the Mahaparinibbana Sutta, including the one which was originally going to be the subject of the entire lecture. And it is perhaps not without significance that out of these four episodes from the life of the Buddha, as recorded in the Parinibbana Sutta, not less than three of them relate directly or indirectly to the subject of ordination, of going for refuge.